Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations, 12 Steps to Freedom. This is Kelly Fox, and I am your co-host tonight with Terry Sayer. We are speaking about Step 10, Trust. And our topic tonight is letting go of control. We're super excited to have on tonight our guest coach, Christine Flynn. How are you doing tonight, Christine?
I'm great, Kelly and Terry, and so happy to be here. Excited to be with you.
Yes, we are excited to have you. And because Christine is East Coast time, we are doing the show tonight at a special 3 p.m. Pacific Standard Time to accommodate her, so she doesn't have to do it at midnight.
I think you'll get more out of me at this time of day. Thank you for accommodating.
Yeah.
I appreciate it.
No problem. We are happy to support you with that. And we are grateful that you are supporting us by being on the show.
Absolutely. I think it's a wonderful show, and you provide such great content and material to support everyone else.
Thank you so much, Christine. So for our listeners that may not have heard of you and the type of coaching that you do, how about you give us a short bio of what it is you do?
Well, I am a certified fearless living coach, as others are, and absolutely love that work. It's such a fantastic foundation to create the change and desire and fulfill desires that anyone we want in our lives. And I'm also an advanced certified fearless trainer. And presently, I work with private clients and teach 2 classes. And we'll be looking to doing workshops more next year.
Awesome. What workshops will you be doing next year?
Well, we have to offer Fearless Life. One of my favorites is the Pathway of Change. So I love this program because it really does support everyone with the 12 steps of change. And individually, each is important. And collectively, it really does change one's life. So those are my 2 favorites, probably I'll start with.
Great. I'm excited. I love Pathways of Change, which is where the information for the 12 Steps to Freedom come from. It is one of the workshops that Terry and I provide as well. And it is an awesome workshop. You get all of this information that we do over the year in 2 days with interactive exercises and lots of internal work to do. Get you thinking and moving along that path, and every step along the way comes with tools and exercises to help you really integrate that information. If any of you can make it to a live Pathway of Change, I completely encourage you to do so. So we'll keep you posted on when Terry and I have our next one, and hopefully we'll be able to let you know when Christine is having hers as well for any of our East Coast listeners, because I greatly encourage you to go to that.
Yeah, I'm in the Boston area, so in New England.
Yeah. Yeah. Thank you for specifying that. So today we're talking trust. I love trust. If you have been listening to the show for a while, trust is my essential nature, which means it's the thing I deny myself the most, and it's also the thing I have to do to initially step into freedom. So trusting myself is something that I've been practicing for going on 14 years now, and I feel like I get better at it every year. Because it is part of my daily intention to trust myself more each day. And then we're also going to be talking about letting go of control, which I love this concept of control, because we really have very little control over anything in this life. You know, the only thing we really have control over is ourselves and how we react to certain situations. But there's even things about ourselves that we don't necessarily have control over. So I think that it's a really interesting concept of letting go of control, because it's kind of that perceived control or that necessity to control things that we're really letting go of.
Mm-hmm.
So, Christine, why don't you start us off and just kind of give us, what does trust mean to you? And then we'll step into letting go of control.
What does trust mean to me? I have a lot to say about trust. It's not my essential nature. And yet I think that all of us, everybody, everywhere, has different experiences about trust, and yet we need trust. We need to trust ourselves. We need to trust others in order to work together, to build relationships. And oftentimes, I won't go too far into that, but for me, trust is something that I think I grew up and I was naturally, because I had a safer environment, I trusted a lot of people. And I think consequently for me, I almost started with more trust, and yet through life experiences ended up losing trust, both of myself and others. So it kind of showed up in a way around even boundaries and personal limits, and mm-hmm. letting others kind of cross mine, and not honoring myself and even kind of others. And I think safety is a big part of it, and I love how you bring up letting go of control, because I think that inherently we all, to some extent, may exert unconsciously, even trying to control circumstances, situations, what have you, because that is how we can end up feeling safe, and we might not even recognize that. It's been such a evolutionary experience for me to start recognizing that and see it and understanding it, and actually support my clients in seeing more of that too, kind of what we have control over and what we don't. Like you said, we really have very little more than, and I think of it as how we respond to situations, because I think our reactions are those unconscious things that sometimes happen. And I like to think of, if we have the choice to respond in a new way, then we can actually choose to trust.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll pass it back to you Kelly. And
thank you. I would love to know what are some tools that you have used or that you suggest to your clients in using when you're trying to practice trusting yourself more?
That's a great question. And I think, you know, given that your series and this work about the pathway of change includes so many of the, you know, the tools that have come previously, the first thing that came to mind when you asked that is, I would say, compassion. Because I think, I know for me, many of us we're so hard on ourselves too. Like we should have this figured out. Why isn't this working? Why is this relationship not working? Why am I not achieving this goal? Why am I not getting the job I want or keeping the job? So it's even just circumstances and being gentle with ourselves that, hey, if we can take one step at a time, that's probably, I even consider that a tool, just reminding myself that it doesn't all get figured out, and really taking the first step is the beginning, and being gentle and reminding myself that it may be scary to trust, and looking at what would be a first step that I can do. If it's around myself, I really had to remind myself to trust myself in many circumstances around job situations or housing situations. I thought I had great trust, and I understand now that I did, but it was more trusting myself to take an action or make a decision about something more readily without having to ask many, many questions or get many other opinions. That was one area, I think. And what I've found actually is letting go of control. And it's not almost a choice to let go of, because I think it's part of what keeps us safe. So it's practicing building up trust, and then the letting go of control, I have found, kind of comes more naturally. And it actually is so much more freeing to naturally trust myself and trust that I can recognize proper limits and having and being able to say yes when I mean yes, saying no when I mean no, and not, you know, any variation of that, because I think I want to be helping someone else and denying myself, for example.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that. I think for me, trust, a tool that really supports me in trusting is acknowledgement. Because when I acknowledge myself and I see myself on a regular basis doing these things that I've either promised to do, made a commitment to do to myself or to someone else, that builds my trust in myself. And like I said, it's my daily intention, has been for the last 14 years. And so I look for opportunities where I can trust myself. And it's, you know, at the beginning, it was trusting whether I liked a certain food or not. It was trusting to be able to put on an outfit and feel good about, you know, what I chose to put on and how I fixed my hair. You know, what makeup I chose to do or not do. It was those simple things where, you know, I just didn't know. I felt uncomfortable. And then it, you know, got bigger into decisions that I was making. You know, I used to, you know, call, you know, or ask, you know, several different people what they thought about, you know, my decision that I had to make. Before I can make a decision, I couldn't just, you know, talk to myself or, you know, weigh out the pros and cons on my own. I needed all of these other people's opinions to weigh in on the decision. And then also, if I made a decision and things didn't go, you know, things didn't go the way I thought they would or as planned or well or whatever, then I would beat myself up. And I would have, I would build that evidence up of why I shouldn't trust myself. So it's also kind of having compassion, as you said, and saying, you know, okay, this situation didn't work out. That doesn't mean that my choice to pursue it was wrong. And having compassion with sometimes things just don't work out, regardless of how capable we are or whatnot. But I also think, and I think you touched a little bit on this as well, is that the more we trust ourselves, the less we need to trust others. Because if we can really trust ourselves, then we know that we're going to be able to handle whatever situation arises. And if we're holding boundaries, if we're staying committed to ourselves, we're not going to be in those situations that are, you know, possibly going to ask us to compromise ourselves. And so
totally
that
agree.
Would build our trust as well. And so those are kind of the things that, that I find that, really support myself in trusting myself and also in letting go of control. Because I don't feel as much of a need to control someone else or to control a situation when I'm trusting myself to be able to show up as me and take things as they come and, you know who I am and stand in that. And I think that helps me to let go of control. or that perceived control, right?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And as you're saying that, Kelly, I'm reminded of what is one of my favorite tools in Fearless Living that I think would support this, and we've talked about elements of it, but it's one that Rhonda Britton created called the RISK formula. And so the R-I-S-K, RISK, stands for four different things. And like you said, acknowledgments, because every time we step outside our comfort zone, we really are taking a risk. And so I love that this is called the RISK formula. So do you want me to share the letters
yeah,
and what
go
they
ahead.
Stand for everybody? So if you're practicing this, so the R stands for release attachment to the outcome. And in a way, as you're talking about letting go of control, that is actually
yep.
an action step that I think of in that way that helps us practice letting go of control, because
yes, absolutely.
It's not an easy thing to just say, oh, let go of control. It may just happen. But thinking of release, choosing to release attachment to the outcome and making that a practice over time, that gets a little easier. And then the I stands for invest in your intention. So whatever you're willing to practice towards something. S is stand in your truth, stand for your truth. So I think that ties into the honoring our own personal limits, our personal boundaries. And I totally agree with you that confidence builds within us as we practice trusting, and so that we can support ourselves. So standing in our own truth, I think it's even standing in our own personal power, comes about as well. And then the K is for kindness. So keep kindness a priority, and that's the compassion element too.
Yeah. Yeah,
so
that's a great
formula.
Yes, thank you. Thank you, thank you. Yeah, I think that when we can do that, when we can release our attachment, which is so hard, like you said, to the outcome sometimes, because the outcome is, you know, what we're wanting, right? But when we share information, or when we give gifts, or when we put ourselves out there and we don't attach to what comes back, it's so much cleaner that way, and cleaner in the sense that you know, we're not expecting something, we're not giving with a string attached, right? Like, I'll give you this, but then you have to do this for it. And and I think that it also just there's so much more joy in giving when you're not expecting something in return, or you know, maybe not something physically, but something emotionally, or something, you know, to that nature. And to, you know, invest is not always easy to, you know, because Rhonda says to, how does it go? Invest in everything and attach to nothing. Does that sound right?
Exactly. Yeah.
And so, you know, that kind of combines those first two. And, you know, that's not always an easy thing to wrap your head around, right? How can you invest in something but detach as well? And I think that you know, something that is definitely a process, and something you probably will need to practice before you really feel like you're doing that. And
yes,
sorry, S left my mind. What's S again?
Stand in your truth. Stand for your truth.
Oh, stand in your truth. Yeah, and that, I think that is personifies trust. You know, when we can stand in who we are and have authenticity and integrity, that's when we're really being trustworthy. That's when we're really trusting ourselves, and when we can recognize that we're doing that, it, you know, builds the evidence that we can trust ourselves, which is so important.
Mm-hmm.
And kindness
mm-hmm.
also is so important. So thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. I want to say that we have shared that tool before, but it's always a great reminder to bring it up again and remind our listeners of some of the different tools that are specific to Fearless Living that can really support anyone in their journey.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I think there's
such a weight.
Go ahead. Mm-hmm.
Oh, just I was thinking there's such a weight to when we're so attached to an outcome, and that idea of trust kind of just supports us in freeing ourselves from that, and the lightness of, you know, whether it's we trust a decision that we make and end up, you know, complete mess of a situation, or trying something, starting a business and failing, or, you know, failing at anything. But yet some of that, there's always something that you can see to be gained, to be learned, and the opportunity from that. And I mean, look at all the, makes me think of all the inventors and Walt Disney and all the people who, you know, really we don't discover until we try and fail. So trusting ourselves, there's an abounding wealth of opportunity to discover more about ourselves too, even in the failures. And yet we oftentimes judge ourselves harshly. So trusting, I've really found, is key to more confidence mm-hmm. and a lighter weight on our shoulders too.
Yeah, absolutely. I love that. Yeah, there's, you know, any type of, you know, extremely successful or famous person, there's some kind of story where, you know, they were told no, and they trusted mm-hmm. themselves to know what their dreams are and that they were capable, and they continued pushing forward, and now they're the most successful in it. You know, like Oprah or Michael Jordan or,
mm-hmm.
You know, I forgot who you said as an example, but
Walt Disney, yeah. Disney.
Oh, Walt Disney.
Shelly,
yeah.
Walt Disney.
I yeah. know. I can't believe I forgot him.
I know you love Disney World.
I do love Disney. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and any type of person who's going to have success and reach their dreams, there's going to be those setbacks, and there's going to be people who don't believe in us, and there's going to be, you know, some type of obstacle in the way. And I think that sometimes when people are going after something, if it doesn't go easy, or if things don't just automatically flow and click into place, they think, oh, this isn't my journey. And they doubt themselves, and they doubt their process, and that they are capable of it. And I just, I think, you know, whatever you can do to support yourself in that time of when it gets a little harder, and you do doubt yourself, that you have people around you reminding you of who you are and how capable you are, and are there to support you and cheer you up. And so I think another great tool with trusting yourself is to have a really supportive tribe or support group or fear busters, whatever mm-hmm. you want to call them, that are behind you and that are rooting you on and reminding you of who you are. I think that is probably a tool that I use almost on a daily basis.
mm-hmm.
I reach out to someone for support, or, you know, my kids are really awesome and amazing at, you know, supporting me in that way, you know, just reminding me of why I do this work, and how it's so important, not only to me and the people that I'm helping, but it's important to them. And And so that I think having a really amazing support system is a powerful thing to have in your corner for anything that you're doing. Please be constantly adding to your Fear Buster group and cheerleaders. You can have as many as you want. So, you know, continue to add those people and, you know, have someone by your side. And Christine is one of my cheerleaders for sure, and supports me in remembering who I am and, you know, gives me a little kick in the pants when I need it. And I think that that's really, really important to have.
Absolutely. As I'm grateful, you're one of mine as well. So.
Aw, thanks. Yeah,
to keep.
I do. I love supporting people, but it's also important to remember that we need to allow others to support us as well. And that has been something that is of a struggle for me. It has in the past, and I'm getting better at it. And if you're that type of person too, just knowing that about yourself is you know, the first step. And then starting to reach out and to contact those maybe safer people, and then, you know, opening up your vulnerability even more. And I hope that our listeners find that Fearless Generations and that Terry and I and all the support coaches that we have on the show are fear busters for them or support for them, and because we definitely want to be. And, you know, there's different ways of reaching out to us. You can reach out to us on our website, which is fearlessgenerations.org. You can reach out to us on our Facebook page, which is facebook.com/fearlessgenerations. You can search us or just search Fearless Generations and you'll find us there. Or you can even comment here at Blog Talk Radio. And please go follow us so that it's easier for you to know what's going on with us. And our time is up. And so I thank you so much, Christine, for being on with us today. And is there maybe, you know, a quick 1 minute thing that you would like to share with our listeners before we go?
Well, compassion is what's present for me, just in being gentle and trusting yourself. I actually just returned from a week-long vacation today, and that's what I am doing, is one step at a time. There are always so many things to come back to, so I'm trusting I'm going to set my priorities, and it's one step at a time. So be gentle with yourself,
yeah,
and one step at a time.
Awesome. Yes, I think that's a great wrap up to today and to the subject of trust and letting go of control. I thank you again for being here with us. I thank the listeners for coming back each week. And please do reach out to us and give us a comment or a question. We would love to interact with you and support you further than the podcast. So we thank you all, and we wish you a good, well, I guess it's not nighttime yet, but a good day, a good night. And until next time, everyone, be fearless.
Yeah. Thanks for having me. Good night.
Of course.